Sharing traveling experience. 1. I just came back from vacation. 2. I spent the summer in the U.S. 3. How was your trip? Did you have a good time? 4. I'm tired and broke, but I had a great time. 5. I spent more money than I should have. 6. I spent all of my budgeted cash and used my credit card, too. 7. We traveled all over the U.S. by car. 8. We spent so many hours and days driving. 9. I don't want to even look at a car. 10. I met some interesting people and made new friends. 11. People there are very different. 12. I was surprised that most people we met were friendly and seemed very open. 13. Why were you surprised? 14. Americans are known to be friendly and open. 15. I expected to encounter some sort of racist behavior, but I did not. 16. Did you have any bad experiences? 17. We had a slightly bad experience that turned into a good experience. 18. Our rental car had a flat tire on the freeway, and we couldn't figure out how to use the jack. 19. None of us has ever changed a flat tire before. We didn't have a clue. 20. This happened at night, and so we were scared, thinking that we might be robbed. 21. After only a few minutes, a motorist stopped to help us. 22. Even after he stopped, we thought that maybe he intended to rob us. 23. He quickly changed the flat tire and then refused to take the money we offered. 24. You were very lucky. My friend was mugged in New York City. 25. I noticed a few cultural differences. 26. Americans were often loud, but in some ways seemed more polite. 27. They don't push in elevators, buses, or subways. 28. Pushing is considered very rude in American culture. 29. Americans are polite when walking on the street. 30. Brushing against you or bumping into you, even gently, will prompt someone to say, "Excuse me." 31. How did you find people of the opposite sex? 32. We just looked at them. 33. No, silly. I mean, what were they like? 34. Did you do any camping on your vacation? 35. We camped in some of the national and state parks, but mostly we stayed in hotels. 36. Most hotels are fairly expensive, but camping is too, for that matter. 37. We found travel within the U.S. to be expensive. 38. We ate lots of different kinds of food. 39. We found the Chinese restaurants disappointing. 40. What was the best food you ate during your vacation? 41. Believe it or not, pizza. We had the most delicious pizza in New York City. 42. New York is famous for pizza, especially the Little Italy district where we went. 43. Did you use a lot of English on your vacation? 44. We didn't meet many Mandarin speakers in the States. 45. In San Francisco's Chinatown, everyone seems to speak Cantonese. 46. What was the activity you enjoyed the most while you were on vacation? 47. What were the scenic spots like? 48. In cities like New York and San Francisco, is it very far to the beaches? 49. We stayed in a nice hotel in New Jersey overlooking the sea. 50. We took a 45-minute helicopter ride over the Grand Canyon. 51. I would have to say it was the most spectacular thing I have ever seen. 52. They give you a headset so you can hear music, history, and explanations. 53. The music is adjusted to the moment, and it is so dramatic as you see the canyon for the first time. 54. The longer 45-minute tour was just a little more expensive than the shorter version. 55. It was a fantastic experience, which I highly recommend to anyone visiting the place. 56. It is a truly amazing and awe-inspiring natural wonder. 57. We were overwhelmed by its immense size. 58. The Grand Canyon is 277 river miles, 466 kilometers long, and up to 18 miles, 29 kilometers wide. 59. Would you like to try to guess how deep it is? 60. It is a mile, 1.6 kilometers deep. 61. The American Southwest is spectacular, especially Grand Canyon National Park and the surrounding areas. 62. We also visited the Hualapai Native American tribe in Skywalk. 63. The Hualapai tribe operates the Skywalk as a tourist attraction. 64. It is located outside of the park, and we had to drive quite a distance to get there, but it was worth it. 65. You mean there are Native American tribes still living there? 66. Of course, they live mostly on reservations in the southwestern states of Arizona and New Mexico. 67. The Hualapai, the people of the tall pines, have lived in the Southwest for untold generations. 68. Traditionally, they were hunter-gatherers who also traded with nearby tribes. 69. The Hualapai Reservation comprises almost 1 million acres and was established in 1883. 70. We learned that there are now 2,300 Hualapai. 71. Tell me about Skywalk. 72. It was amazing. A horseshoe-shaped steel frame with a glass floor that projects 70 feet, 21 meters, from the rim of the canyon. 73. The view is panoramic and very impressive. 74. How far was the drive from the Grand Canyon? 75. Oh, right. I almost forgot to tell you about the drive. 76. From the south rim of the Grand Canyon National Park, it is around 250 miles, 400 kilometers, and our driving time was 5 hours. 77. We hadn't planned to make this side trip because we hadn't heard about it. 78. So we started out late in the afternoon and arrived just before dark with no place to stay. 79. I drove 14 miles of dirt road just before the final 7 miles of paved road. 80. So where did you stay? Did you have to sleep in the car? 81. No, luckily there is a small campground, so we just pitched our tent. 82. This was one of the coolest things we did on the whole trip. 83. Did you visit any other Native American tribes? 84. We did, but first let me tell you about the one we couldn't get to. 85. The Havasupai Indian Reservation has some spectacular blue-green waterfalls which we wanted to see. 86. We couldn't go because it hadn't yet reopened after flooding in 2008. 87. Heavy monsoon rains caused the evacuation of everyone there. 88. The place is called Havasu Canyon, and it is part of Grand Canyon National Park. 89. We were disappointed that we couldn't see it. 90. Did you do any hiking in the Grand Canyon? 91. Yes, and I don't know if I would want to do it again. 92. What do you mean? 93. It was very challenging. 94. We lacked experience as hikers and weren't that well prepared. 95. I'm surprised to hear this. 96. Well, we're talking about backcountry hiking, which is more challenging. 97. It's been said that first-time Grand Canyon hikers either love it or hate it. 98. It either turns out to be a revelation or an ordeal. 99. Even avid hikers often find themselves challenged by the experience. 100. Paradoxically, small children and senior citizens have done it successfully. 101. We found out it's all about preparation and mental attitude. 102. 1 minute it was too hot, then it quickly became very cold. 103. We were only on a one-day hike, so I didn't think we would need so much food and water. 104. We didn't have quite enough of either. 105. By the time we finished, we were tired, sore, and very grouchy. 106. Backcountry hiking in the Grand Canyon is not for everyone. 107. I am already thinking about where I want to go on my next vacation.